है रास्ता,
ये बात ही है।
और बॉयज
दैट हियर वाज गंजेस एट फर्स्ट जन्नू ऋषि आई फर्स्ट एन एन अदर नेम Another. Anyhow, he knew that Krishna will come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came to this place. At that time, no Ganges here. No Ganges here at all. Bhagirath went to him earlier and he did tapasya to Brahma. And he ordered that I am giving a drop of water from the water which he took from Vaman Dev Charan. He washed and he gave. Brahma told that who will bear the তোমরা একটা শুনো না, হয়তো একটা বলতে দাও, সেটা দরকার হয়ে গেল। Who will bear the load of angels when they will come to this earth? And told Bhagirath that you should do tapasya to Shankar and he can take. Otherwise, angels will go to Patal Lok. He did the tapasya of Shankar and Shankar was Shankar told that yes, I will bear the load of Ganges. So in Himalayas he stand up, he stood up and Ganges came from Brahmalok and one Dhara means three directions of Ganges. One in Devalok, Ganga, that is called Mandakini. One in this world, Bhagirathi, and one went in Patal, and it became Bhogavati Arendra. Three. Dhara mani kire?
Flow.
Flow of Ganges. So, Shankar saw that it is very pure water, washing water of Vamande. So, very, very pure. So, he thought that this should be kept in my head. So, he this spread his jata. Jata, you know? Long, long hair. So that Ganges came and went in jata. And so many days she could not come out of his jata. No way. Then Bhagirath did another tapasya to Shankar. And he left something and three-fourths and one-fourth he left. Ganga told Bhagirath that you should go forward and will come after you. Bhagirath was sitting in chariot and going forward. When he came to this place, Ganges washed away all the things, asan, kush, and everything, his panchapatra and everything, and took away with her. Understanding?
Janu.
Huh?
Janu.
and washed away Janu.
Janu. Everything he washed Ganges, took away. Then he became angry. Some persons tell like this, but I think, but he was not angry. He thought that very sacred water of Krishna washing, sweet water. So I should drink it. So he said, he drank it. All water to land in the stomach of Janu Rishi. Again, Bhagirath did tapasya here. Then he was so much pleased, and he kept 3/4 of water of Ganges in his stomach, and 1/4 he left. From here, Janu, this is Jangha, this is Janu. Here, here, here. What is this? Hip. Not hip. This leg side. This is called Janu. So, when he left this Ganges, he became father of Jahnava. From Janu, Ganges became, Bhagirathi became Jahnava. Janavi. 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 Janavi is the what? Daughter of the son of Janavi is Bhisham Pitama. He saw that my mother is going towards this. Why she is going? Janavi was thinking that anyhow I will go to Navadvip, and there Krishna and Radhika in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will appear nearby Navadvip, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many pastimes will be there. He will also take bath in me. So she was very much pleased. So she came. Bhisham Pitama came to this place near Janu Rishi, and he told, Janu Rishi told, that nearby in near future, Krishna having the bhav of Srimati Radhika will appear, and we will see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you should do tapasya here. He also did tapasya. And Janu Rishi told so many upadesh, upadesh kire? No. Instruction of bhakti and everything. That is, he told it afterward to Yudhishthira Maharaj. In Shanti Parva, in Mahabharata. So, here any place was Bhisham Pitama Tapasya Thali, and this is the Tapasya Thali of Janu Rishi, and this is Janu Rishi.
What was Janu's name? Because it sounded like name, Janu, and came out of here, he was called
any Janu. Name, but not so vivid. Mm-hmm. Janu Rishi is told you, Janu Rishi. This is it. Come.
And all will tell, be told there.
Okay.
Here.
Should I give some?
Certainly.
Passerby does the bad jura, one look at
another.
Which deities are these?
But Here, Radha Krishna and Chaitanya.
Whose deity is?
Who?
Mamu Thakur.
It is established by Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Sashi.
These deities.
Deities of. There any place other we will.
Okay.
Let us go then.
Jagpataka Maharaj always comes and helps.
He helps some of
He has told the story of Saranga and Murari. It has been written in Prem Vilas that also here Narayani Devi was a nephew of Srivas Pandit. He used to take the remaining of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Her marriage was here. And his son was Vrindavan Das Thakur. And who has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. One thing he has written that the persons who respect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and don't respect Nityananda Prabhu. Means he is telling that I will give my lathi to the head of that persons who will do ninda of Nityananda Prabhu. They used to tell that Nityananda Prabhu, at first he was sannyasi and now he is householder. So they used to do ninda of Nityananda Prabhu. So he is telling that as Ramchandra has burnt Lanka, I will kill all the persons like demon who will do ninda of Nityananda Prabhu.
Vrindavandas has said this.
Said like this. So, anger is not a good thing, but yet if it is applied on demons, it is not bad. Like Hanuman or he was also Chaitanya Lila Vyas. As Vyas has written Srimad Bhagavatam, he has written the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here at in Treta Yug, Ramchand came here. And there was a banyan tree here. Lakshman built a hut there. Hut, you know, jhopadi. And they used to live there. One day, Sri Ramchandra, seeing towards Sita, was laughing, smiling. Sita Devi told, there is no reason to laugh, to smile. Why you are smiling? He told that, I'm remembering something. I am seeing the future. As we have left our homes and come to forest, after some time you will see that I will leave you and you will weep. You will live
live in Valmiki Ashram. In Valmiki Ashram. He told you why? Because meeting is one thing and separation is one thing. In separation, we have something more than meeting. No? So I want to
have experience
this separation. And one thing in future, I will leave my home. I will be as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. And at that time, you will be in home. In this time, you will go out of home. And I will weep, you will also weep. But you will be out of home. And future, when I will be Gaurang, you will be in home, and I will be out of home. Both will cry. You should also cry, and I also cry. Why? Because I will be Rini to you. Rini means obliged. I mean obliged to you. Because for no reason I will tell you to go out of my kingdom. And for that, I will have to pay something. So, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, I will be out of him and go to Puri. And always I will cry for you. And you will also cry for me. Chaitanya, Navadev Dham Parikrama, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written all these things. This is Siddha Bakul. Here he is telling that ke purvanam ta ki karasam ta ki
Saranga Thakur.
At the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, time of birth time, he was old one. And he used to live here under this tree. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became elder, he came to this place and told Sarang that now you are old one. Any person should help you and serve you. So you should do one disciple. He told that I don't want to make any disciple. Because if he will not do bhajan, then whole aparadh will come to me, offense. So I don't want to make any. No, you should make anyone one shishya, one disciple. So where I can have any qualified disciple? He told that by your mercy, any person to whom you will make disciple, he will be qualified. So what should I do? Tomorrow, the first person who will meet you should give mantra diksha. Another day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went away. He was going to bathe in Ganges, very nearby here. Old Ganges is there. When he was going, and when he went into Ganges, anything touched him. Then he saw that there is a dead body of a boy. He take out of that boy here on the bank and began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. After some time, this boy did like this.
Started moving.
Oh, moving?
What? He started moving.
Moving. Then he told you, who are you? I'm a Brahmin boy. What is your father's name? He told his father's name. What village? He told the name of village. Why you are like dead? I'm not remembering anything, but I remember that a very black serpent cut me and I died and don't know anything. So being in Ganges and by the mercy of Sarangadash, he got new life and Hare Krishna, he gave to that boy. He was so much, became so prabhavashali and bhajan, full bhajan, that he used to live in Ganges for 7 days, drinking.
Saranga Thakur.
Saranga Thakur and Murari. Murari. And he used to sit on the back of
tigers.
That disciple.
Yeah. Disciple. And he used to play with serpent. There was a very big and serpent used to live in this
hole.
In hole.
This tree.
From upper side, other side it will be seen. He used to live. Very mota, very long, very black. He used to play with that serpent. After some time, he went away anywhere. And he used to live in this jungle alone. After that, he had any dream, and Thakur came to him, and he used to serve, and he still service him going on. Now you should go. Now it is 12, perhaps.
It is quarter to 12.
We should now go. Time is.
He told some story. It is written in Chaitanya Bhagavad. Mahaprabhu Gayak Sanjay Mukunda Basu Sanjay Basu Ghosh, Jabardist singer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kirtaniya. They went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Puri and again they came to the album. Parikar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The tree under which Ramchandra, Sita Devi and Lakhan used to sit, and that story that I told was there. So the tree was Modadrum.
Modadrum.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming here, he remembered the past time, that Leela of Ramchandra, and became so much pleased. So this is called Modadrumti. And from Modadrum, it became Ma Magachi. Mod means Ananda, Maam, Mod means Maam, and Drum means tree, Gachi. So Modadrum became Maam Gachi.
But this same tree Ram and Sita were sitting under?
No. Another bud tree. Now, not now visible.
Right.
You know, and we have other places we will go.
Whatever you think is best.
Or we will see. He has not gone perhaps. You have gone to Nrisingapalli?
No.
Then we see. So you have little feast. So you have little feast Mount Krishnapas.
Yes. So tomorrow after we go, do you want to stay at the ISKCON Mutt tomorrow night? Now, you know the Jagannath Mandir?
Yes.
I know.
When are we going there? Tomorrow or the day after?
Day after tomorrow.
Day after. Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Godrum.
Godrum Deep, Nisinghapalli, Subarni Bihar, Harihar Chetra.
So, Naveen will cook for you after we get there. After we arrive in ISKCON, then Naveen will cook.
Ki kara hobe?
Jawan bolo.
Some assistance. One or two boys, my disciples will help you.
Who will cook? You will cook? Both karta and he?
She knows only how to eat.
They don't know.
Nothing else.
She only knows eating, Naveen says.
Not eating, only we. If I go Mayapur, at first I check our water.
We will take so rice water. Prasadam from Thakur. When bhog is?
Bhog will be ready to be honored by 12:30.
But I could not do. I also wanted to take a class here in morning, but I could not do.
Why there
are so many mosquitoes here?
Not there?
Not. Yeah, there may be, but not so much. Not like this.
The rooms are very little, very congested.
Yeah.
So they hide in daytime and in morning and evening day.
We have composed a few questions to hear some Hari Katha.
He will do?
He will begin.
Rupa Goswami has said that we should be patient.
We should be?
Patient.
Patient.
Now, how does being patient relate to being eager? Or, say, greedy? Do you understand the question?
On the one hand,
patient.
On the one hand, patient means to
shant,
yeah.
To be
Dharyat.
Calm.
Dharyat.
Dharyat.
Utsahat,
nishyat, dharyat. Now I understand. If we be, if we have dharya, be patient, then?
Then, and at the same time if we feel greedy, then how do the two reconcile?
On the one hand, Rupa Goswami is saying that we should be patient. Dharya. And at the same time, we are told to be very greedy. It appears that to be greedy is the opposite of being patient.
Here, dharya, dharya means patient, means don't stop bhakti. You should have patience and think that it will come gradually. Anyone, those who know the fact, they see that I am doing so and so, so much effort and practicing, doing devotional services, but yet no fruit is seen. So all these things are of mind, kalpana.
Imagination.
So, we should leave this and do karma. So, a man should have patience. Because a gopi, it is seen that if a devotee wanted to have gopi bhava, a lady wanted to have a gopi bhava. She was sitting on the bank of Yamuna. Krishna and Arjuna were going anywhere. Krishna told that, I am thirsty. Go and see where is water. I will drink water. Arjuna went in the search of water. Nearby he sees Yamunas and said that very old lady, very beautiful, very calm and quiet, was sitting there. Arjun went nearby and sat down till her meditation was completed. When Arjun saw that he is in out sense, he did pranam. Oh, you, for you can do.
No, now we can really.
They are also very pretty.
They have the wrong.
Then
creed.
Arjun asked. Arjun asked that who are you, and why you are sitting here. She told that, I am sitting for a very, very long period. So many Brahma has been transferred. And I am doing some aradhana to have gopi bhava. Arjuna was astonished. and he went to Krishna. Krishna came and fulfilled her idea. Next birth, in any sphere where I will do my pastimes, you'll have birth in Gopi Kul, and there your all things will be fulfilled. So in so much Brahma Janma it takes for a Gopi Bhav. So it is not a thing to have in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 years. So you should have to be patient, because this fruit is so precious. But we should not leave our patience. Have utsah that I will surely and certainly I will have in this life also. So we should have utsah. Those who have no idea that this prem, this love is so precious, they may fall from that dhairya. But those who know, actually, they have idea that how precious this Gopi prem is. They will be engaged and not lose their dhairya.
And while they are waiting, Krishna is already giving them some taste.
Sir, certainly.
Keep them too.
We should know that by Krishna mercy and our spiritual master mercy, he is giving chances, like we are meeting together here in Vrindavan, in Bombay, so many places. He is giving chances. He has given chances that even being of America, New York, so so beautiful, so birth in high family, well educated and cultured, there was no chance to come here. But by the mercy of God, Swamiji went there and you were attracted and you have chance to come in Mayapur and in Vrindavan. So we should have patience also, and also utsah that he is giving chance. By our effort it was not to be occurred. If a thief goes to a rich person's house, he knows that there is some gold, and he is caught, and at last he is put in jail. Again he released, again he strives for that gold. He knows that if I will be caught, I will be put in jail, but yet he does so. So why we not do for Gopi Prem? It is so much precious than that kind of gold.
Now Gadadhar Pandit in Krishna Leela's Radharani. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's in the mood of Radharani. So, what is the relationship between Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And in the worship of Gaur Gadadhar, what is the mood of worship of Gaura-Gadadhara.
Only as a dasharas here. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, there is no chance to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit as Radha and Krishna in Madhur Rash. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has openly written in Nodip Dham Parikrama that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we can only serve as a dasya. And if dasya is ripe, then we will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Radha and Krishna both. Chota Haridas. Choto Haridas, you know?
Yes, yes.
He went to Madhvi Devi, no? Sikhimati's younger sister. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rebuked him and left for that birth. I will not see your mouth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once going through Jagannath Vatika, and one lady was singing Sita Kamala Kucha Mandala Dhita Kundalai Kalita Lilita Banamal Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after her and wanted to do like this, to embrace. Govind awakened him and told, oh, this is lady, she is lady, she is lady. And he came in senses. He told that, you have rescued me. Rescued?
Yes.
Yes, saved me.
Saved me. Otherwise, I have given myself in devotion. So, in these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nagari Vaj cannot be added. You know Gaur Nagari Vaj? Gaur Nagari Vaj, Nagari means Radha is Nagari, Krishna is Nagar. In this lila, this is not coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Krishna Prem, not Gaur Prem. Always he preached, always he has given Krishna Prem. Gadadhar Pandit and Gaur Gadadhar will be served. And other hand, Vishnu Priya Lakshmi Devi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are served. But Vishnu Priya does not help in this matter.
Support
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be like this. Always in Srimad Bhagavat Vyakhyan and all other things. He lives with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as if Radhika is with him, but in disguise.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani. Gadadhar Pandit is also in that mood. Gadadhar Pandit is expansion of Radharani.
No. It has been written that Radharani is himself Gadadhar Pandit. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not himself Radharani.
No.
He is Krishna. But he has taken the bhav and kanti of Srimati Radhika, only. But Gadadhar Pandit is himself, herself Radhika.
But Gaura-Gadadhar worship is not worship of Radha Krishna.
No. Not as a Radha Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not worship that Radha.
No. By Gaur Mantra, by Gaur-Gadadhar worship, we will have Krishna Prem. Gopi Prem.
Why would someone worship Gorga Dadhar rather than Gornikai? It's just like we are worshipping Gornikai. That is like Krishna Balaram. But the worship of Gaur Gadadhar is different mode.
Gaur Gadadhar? No. Gaur Nityananda Prabhu service will lead us to Satharas. And Gaur Gadadhar will take us in Madhuras.
But it's mentioned that unless one has a relationship with Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot have Radha Krishna's service.
Because he is in Anang Manjari.
That was our next question.
Because. But outwardly, he is Sakharas.
And inwardly?
Inwardly, Madhuras. But not in the shape of Baldev and Nityananda Prabhu.
Krishna Swami Raj, he serves by the mercy of Lord Nityananda attained.
But as an Ananga Manjari.
Now, Ananga Manjari is a Manjari of Baladev, for Baladev satisfaction. She is the younger sister of Srimati Radhika. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book Navadvipa Bhavataranga, says that Ananga Manjari is my life and soul. And by her grace...
I've read.
So,
when we want this thing, seeing Nityananda too will... see in Nityananda Ananga Manjari. And we are not seeing Ananga Manjari in Nityananda Prabhu, then Sakharas will come. If we pray to Nityananda Prabhu that kindly give us that Gopika, then by his mercy we will have Gopika.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that as Kama Manjari that Ananga Manjari will lead me to the feet of Rupa Manjari and Lalita.
Nityananda then become Ananga Manjari and he will lead us to the feet of Srimati Radhika.
Is Ananga Manjari playing in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna?
Certainly. So much.
And at the same time, in the past times with Balaram.
Balaram is doing? In his Balaram shape? Baldev, Yashoda, that is Vatsalaras, Sakharas, and Dasaras, there are adjectives only. They support Madhuras only. They support. Because without supporting, Madhuras cannot be. Krishna and Srimati Radhika are sitting together, Lalita and all others. No? And doing anything, talking and gambling or anything, very freely. At once they saw Baldev Prabhu is going by the way. And he might have seen us. At once a rush comes, Yashoda Devi, Radhika Devi, put like this, and goes in room, and she's, what to do? No? And Krishna also becomes same, sinful. And Dalita also. Then a rush goes to a higher degree. As if Jatila comes and makes higher that love in the senior. If Yashoda calls
Srimati Radhika in her home to cook foods for Krishna. She was not ready to come anyhow by the Yogmaya and by the help of Lalita Vishakha and Kundalata, she comes. When he comes, are you okay, sorry, though? When she comes in the house, Yashoda Devi, she puts her head on the Yashoda feet and she took in embraces Srimati Radhika. Krishna is seeing from hidden from anywhere. Now she orders Srimati Radhika, be ready, everything is ready, you should cook. She put up her so many clothes and takes wears very lean and thin dresses for useful for cook. Krishna is waiting from garden and she does cook, she is cooking and Krishna is seeing, also Srimati Radhika is seeing, if there was no Yashodama and Nanda Baba, this meeting could not be. So it helps.
Who is that old Matuji?
Mahal's good sister.
She is of 90 or 94 years. She has given everything. About 20 bigas of land, everything to our Gurudev. That she will live in his own home, but she will come anytime. Now she is too old. So she is here and waiting for to go there. She has done so lot of seva in her young days. So we are very indebted to her.
So, what is the relationship of a Nanga Manjari? As a Manjari, she does what all the Manjaris do. She is like the
is something more than Manjaris. Not Manjari. Name is Anang Manjari. But he is free Naika. Free Naika, you know?
Yes. Does she directly, sometimes she is directly with Krishna?
Krishna. And sometimes she does like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has so much regard for Anang Manjari. She has some power.
Lord Balaram, he has his own gopis, but Ananga Manjari is not one of his.
Ananga Manjari of Krishna.
That's
okay. Certainly.
You had a question for us.
When I was here with Guru Raj Maharaj, we discussed the connection between the Bhagavad Sampradaya, connection between Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Narottama Das Thakur. But yet we see that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he had a Diksha Guru who was very much attached to, I think, and even was a Manjari, I think. I think in the Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma, I think he mentions that Manjari who was Diksha Guru. But yet his relationship
with Narottama.
With Narottama, sorry. So what is his relationship with his Guru Maharaj, who was also a Manjari?
I have not read that Shiva's Manjari. I will have to see.
Even so, that the primary relationship is with Narottama Das, Vishwanath Chakravarti.
She may have a relation with his kul guru or any guru. Perhaps kul guru.
No, didn't he?
I know that kul guru or anyone living in his house, in his home. It may be.
Like
Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Or like Nandanacharya.
Jadunandan was qualified.
Very qualified.
And he was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also of Haridas Thakur, Advaitacharya.
So the
Shiva Suddha Vaishnava.
Diksha Guru of Vishnu Chakravarti was not like that.
He had not researched. Maybe, but he has not disclosed anywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam or anywhere. As far as I know, he has always remained Rupa Goswami, Narottama Thakur. In Sad Goswami Mastak, it is of Srinivas Acharya. In Stavkalpa Dhruma, Vishwanath Thakur always writes Narottama Thakur and Rupa Goswami.
And that's on Kalpa Dhruma.
Tulasi Manjari, Vilas Manjari, and all of this. We should also can give other means other means we can give
importance.
I'm not, I know the word, but I preference and doing pranam.
Respect.
Anyone who helps in our bhajan. If a man is kanishta, yet he has helped us, as a Vat Pradarsak Guru, we respect them. So this Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or Raghunath Das Goswami, they have respected their kul guru or anyone. It is not fault. We should respect. So they have respected, but not like a paramarthic guru. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has done pranam in Chaitanya Charitamrita to his Gurudev. But he always remembering Rupa, Raghunath, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and all others.
Now, someone may say, some devotees in ISKCON might say, if they're coming, joining now, after the departure of our Guru Maharaj, they may say that I have got some respect for my Diksha Guru, but my real feeling is for...
No, there it will not be done.
What is the reason? What is the difference?
Because we know that they were Siddha. They were not ordinary Vaishnavas.
Who?
Your Gurudev, my Gurudev.
But they may say that I have... My real faith is on...
Any person.
No, say our Guru Maharaj. They may say...
Siddhar Maharaj.
They may say that their real faith is on A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and my Diksha Guru, who is his disciple. I have some...
He said, not say that. They were Siddha. We are not Siddha.
The disciple was also Siddha.
Disciples were also Siddha and they were also Siddha. And they were...
আমি বুঝতে পারছি
because they may use the example of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that his real feeling was for Narottam Das, not for someone.
No, I told you that I have not seen who was his guru actually, and he has not told.
So they may say in the same way, we really have our feelings for Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and that's because he is actually perfect.
No, it is not. Said. Because everything has been done by his Gurudev. He may feel that he is not Siddhar Siddhar, but he will have to have the idea that he is Bhagavat Swarup. A god brother can say like this, but Shishya should not say.
Is this the Bhagavad Sampradaya? It seems to be almost Raganuga Sampradaya.
Certainly. So Raganuga and especially of Madhura. Raganuga may be Darsya Sakha Varsalya in Madhura 4. No? 4 may be Raganuga, but not Madhura. Unnat Ujjwala Ras.
So it is actually for very advanced to do this and appreciate someone.
It may be not advanced, maybe advanced, but the souls who have seed in her heart, in their hearts, of Madhur Bhav, they will be come to here, come to this.
I received one letter from one devotee who was in Vrindavan recently, and he is very expert in Sanskrit, and he is going to translate Sandarbhas.
Sandarbhas.
Yeah, and he asked me to ask you one question, that he is working on Tattva Sandarbha, and he wants to know if he should make use of Radha Mohan Goswami's commentary and of Haridas Shastri's Hindi notes. So he said, would it be possible to ask Narayan Maharaj for his opinion on this? Some scholars make Radha Mohan Goswami out to be Baladev Vidyabhusan's like enemy. But I am not so sure. Even if he was explicitly or directly opposed to Baladev and to his claim of our connection with the Madhva Sampradaya, does that mean I should completely ignore his commentary?
We reject this idea. Or Guru Maharaj was deadly against this principle that Baladev was impressed by Madhva.
Right.
He was in Madhva at first, but he left that sampradaya and came to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. At first Puri,
Radha
Damodar, and there he
read Sat Sandarbha.
Bhagavat
Sandarbha and all the Sandarbhas. And then at last he left and he came to Vrindavan. And by the association of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he took everything what our Goswami had. He has written Bhashya Pithaka, that is Siddhanta Darpanam, Siddhanta Ratna. And after that, he wrote Govinda Bhashya, but all according to Jiva Goswami. He had added something, but for the pusti of
nourishment.
So there is no different thing in Baldevas. So Rasik Mohan also be taken. He has written, I have read his everything, and I think that it is so much helpful. There is no difference between Baldev Vidya Bhushan idea and Rasik Mohan.
And who?
And Radha Mohan.
Radha Mohan. He was also a learned person.
And Haridas Shastri?
Can he use his notes?
He has done only on this thing, basis of Radha Mohan. His notes are not so appreciable. He knows something, but he cannot do in a link so beautiful manner. I'm not satisfied with Haridas Shastri. But Radha Mohan is a learned person.
Is he still living?
Who? এটা বন্ধ করতে আচ্ছা একটু পরেই হবে ওয়ান আওয়ার হ্যাজ পারহ্যাপস বিন টেকেন আচ্ছা 15 minutes more. But
we are not well.
So he can do this by Radha Mohan.
Gopi?
Gopi Parana Dhanadas.
I have read Radha Mohan. He has done so good commentaries. Satyananda is one of the learned persons, but he has done Tattva Sandarbha, but we don't appreciate. Our Guru Maharaj was something against, because he has differentiated between Baldev Vidya Bhushan, and he has tried to prove that he was of Madhva Sampradaya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that when he differentiate between Gaudiya Vaishnava and Baldev, he is Kali Chela. Kali Chela, you know?
Now, at the Chaitanya Math, there's Yashodhya. At Chaitanya Math of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, there's one Govardhan Hill,
Radhakund,
Shyamkund. So, how do we understand those places?
Yeah. We see that there is Radhakund there. Govardhan Hill is here in this Kuliagram. Bahulaban is there. Some are bond are there. So, and in the other hand, we see that Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Govardhan is there. We also see that Rupa and Sanatana has discovered Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Tamal Vriksha, Kadamba Vriksha at Ramkeli Gram. How it is possible? Uttamadhikari can create something for their bhajan nishtha. They are sitting in under Tamal Vriksha and Kadamba Vriksha and sitting on the bank of Radha and Kund. They are remembering the Ashtakaliya Leela there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has showed that at Swarup Ganj there is Swananda Sukhad Kunja. Swananda Sukhad Kunja is in the midst of Radha Kunda. No? So he has invented Swananda Sukhad Kunja, and in the Kunja he is serving Radha and Krishna. In our heart, we feel, remember all these pastimes. We'll have to create Radha Kunda there.
In our heart.
So, also. So, it is for Uttamadhikari, they can create those things for their bhajan. In Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Chatak Parvat, but he don't saw their Chatak Parvat. He saw Govardhan and ocean as Radha Kundan, Shyam Kundan, Yamuna. That Jagannath Vatika as a Vrindavan. So, a person doing bhajan, Brajbhav, he can see. And we should also follow, try to follow. We may not follow, but we should try. I was also in a mood when I was here and constructing all these things. I had made up in my mind that two sarovars I will build there.
Radha
Kund and Shyam Kund. And from Vrindavan I will bring a kadamba plant and other tamal plant, and I will do it. And there will erect a kunj there. And daily in morning I will go there and see and pray as if I have come to Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. You have also something. You have also. You are same to me.
Trying to be. This is about the only similarity so far.
How you have got cold? You are a young person.
Huh?
A young person.
He can catch cold very easily. At lunch, he drank a cold drink. From the Spani, I think. Maybe from the Spani.
No, it's coming from
the Spani. So, by mind and by tarka, worldly tarka, mundane tarka. We cannot reconcile all these things. But by bhajan nishtha, our Goswamis has reconciled all these facts. It is helpful for aradhana of Radha and Krishna. We can do anywhere. If we see cuckoo or peacock, only a feather of peacock, that Murari Gupta fell down from there, as if he has come in Vrindavan and seeing all these things.
Now, the highest ecstasy of Radharani in separation was experienced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So, in Swetadweep, in Aprakat Lila, is there any comparison of Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation in Neelachal there?
In Swetadweep, all these lilas are there. Neelachal Dham also may be there. But we know that all Goswamis has told that Neelachal is as Jagannath in Dwarkapuri. So, as a Dwarkapuri, it may be, or in Swetadweep, it be as Neelachal. It may be. We have no real experience. When I will go there, I will have experience and explain. It may be there. We should do bhajan, and by the mercy of bhajan, we'll know by and by. Yes, we'll meet again.
So 9th, 10th, and 11th, you have to take rest.
Well, today is 9th.
Yeah, today is 1 day. Okay.
What is your program?
Our program is to leave for Calcutta on the 12th afternoon. Late afternoon.
What you are going?
I was also made up in my mind that up till 10th I will be here. After that I will go to Calcutta and arrange my going to Mathura.
So you are leaving tomorrow?
Now cold has caught. I will have to wait until this goes away.
So you may also leave on 12th?
No.
Nothing fixed?
Nothing fixed. It depends on my health. And your program?
I'm also leaving late 12th.
Any other program is there? Are you? All programs have been finished, only for my these things. And you?
Same. So you will not leave tomorrow?
Huh?
You will not go to Calcutta tomorrow?
No, no, not tomorrow. I'm waiting.
Yes, to rest for Sunday.
And if you see that I'm right, then I will fix it. At first I had decided that I will go Mathura, I'll reach
I will start on 13th. But now I see that may not be done.
So, when should we come again? What is your...
If you want to come, one day for full rest, tomorrow,
day after
tomorrow you can come. And see me in what condition am I.
What time should we come?
When you want to come.
As you
after feel. 3.
Is morning better or afternoon? What is better for you?
Evening 4 to 5. 1 hour.
Like today?
Yes.
4:30.
No, you can come before.
4.
We came today around 4, between 4 and 4:30, like that.
So you are feeling better today than now?
Doctor has given me medicine, but that medicine is so
strong.
I think this weather is very difficult.
Yes.
So
in
wet.
Our mud, so many people have got
in our
cold.
Mud also.
So many people.
Yeah,
come.
So many
people, because nighttime is cold.
Yes.
And daytime is somewhat warm, but not really warm. Change of season.
So yes.
In the West, you don't find like this. India, the change of season.
In US there is not so many seasons. In India is 6 seasons.
Yeah, that's true. And also in India there is no protection from the weather. It means whether you are inside or outside, it is all the same. But in the West you can completely control inside the room, the climate. So it's the same all year. Tapa Bhumi. So we will let you take rest.
Our program is fell to go everywhere.
Yes. What to do? Next year?
Next year. And if you can wait, you cannot wait. So many problems for you.
Yeah, maybe we'll maybe.
You should go. And also, I don't want to wait more here.
You also should not wait more.
I'm not going to wait.
We are all eager to... Not eager, but we must go. Our duties.
You can wait till
12.
If I am better tomorrow,
then
day after tomorrow.
We can go somewhere?
You can come here.
No, we will come.
Then for one day we can go anywhere.
And 12.
After that. 12 or 11.
11th or 12th.
Today is 9th.
Today is 9th.
9th, 10th.
10th, 11th, we are... Means that we would go on the 12th.
You want to start from...
But we can still go...
No, we can go with you on 12th.
12th morning we could go, if you are feeling strong.
Then.
But one thing I feel, honestly speaking, is that if Maharaj goes with us, that would be a little exhausting. And then he has to make a trip to Calcutta, and then he has to make a trip to Missouri.
One thing can be done. If I go, I will show you only the places. And another time, being in here or Vrindavan or anywhere,
anywhere,
we can describe all these things.
And if you have seen all these places, then anywhere we can discuss all these things.
But we had another idea though.
What?
Just to go to one place and just sit and go deep and deep and deep and deep in one place.
This is better. This is better.
Just like even tomorrow, of course we have gone everywhere here, but that is a better idea. If there is some special place,
all our special places, when we go to Madhadeep and Narsingapalli, we return from Narsingapalli, we come across Madhadeep. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells that it is dawn. Krishna has played on float. All cows have been gathered. And he is now going, prepared to go to his ghost, that is Nanda Bhavan. Sun is going down. Everything has taken bath, every prakriti in sansara is like gulal, you know?
Gulal.
Gulal. Red color.
For holy.
For holy. Every prakriti has taken bath in sun rays, in rays.